How many students was in one class?
Well, in that particular class, it was only about 10, 12, because everybody was taking Bible because they thought it would be easier subject. But usually in a class, it was around maybe 35. Most of them not big classes. In some of our home ec classes, there wouldn't be that many. For example, in our chemistry class and physics classes, they were taught at the girls' school, and it was just girls in the class. But if we went down, now that was the first year. The second year, we went down to the college campus for the next second year of chemistry, and of course we were in mixed classes there. But that'd be probably 35, maybe 40 sometimes. Sometimes maybe not quite that many. Just varied.
Miss Lowe, what are some of the summer activities at Berry?
Well, the summer activities vary from year to year, but some of the things that they have every summer, outside of working, the work students work to pay their way, they have a summer workshop. And this is former Berry students, the alumni, come back and stay for at least a week. And they have a one-day workshop where they might come and work one day. The work week, they stay for a week and do whatever jobs are necessary on the campus. Repair buildings or paint, work in the on the lawns to trim and clean them up, clean out the pools, work in the weaving room, or cooking for the crowd that's there. Whatever jobs are necessary to do during the summer, they do those. Painting, quilting, those activities. One of the things they're going to have special this summer is a number of the young people from 16 to 18 years of age from different countries in the world are coming to Berry to practice some of their athletic feats that they will be in during the world, whatever you call it. They're coming to the world.
The Olympics.
Olympics, in Atlanta. But many, of course, suppose they can't take care of everybody in Atlanta, if there's so many of them. So some are coming to Pell City. And Berry's invited the number to be out there for 2 weeks. So the ones that are going to Berry will be 16 to 18 years of age. So they will practice whatever their athletic interest is while they're there. And of course the students will play hostess to them, and they'll have entertainment for them while they're there. Adults can go there for a summer workshop, take whatever courses are offered there that they are interested in. Then they have some just regular classes of school subjects for adults who are interested in going and taking part in those. And of course the work program there, it goes through the summer too. Farming and bearing and all those jobs are year-round jobs. Through the summer.
So the work week is when the alumni comes back and stays a week and does all these jobs. That's the quilting and stuff.
And of course work students will be there all the summer, those who are working. These adults, former students, will come back and stay either one day or a week and do whatever jobs are necessary. Painting, cleaning, repairing, cooking.
For no pay, they just
enjoy doing that, and it helps the school too.
Did you ever wish that you had went to another school?
No, I never did think about it. I knew I couldn't for one thing, so I just didn't spend any time wishing.
It never did bother you that you had to work and stuff?
It never did bother me. Now, I think it did some students who wanted a little more freedom. They wanted to be able to go to town when they wanted to. But I didn't have the money, so there's no point in me going to town. that didn't bother me to be on campus a year round.
Did you ever regret becoming a teacher?
No. There were times when I thought maybe I could have made more money if I had gotten into some other field of work. When I first started teaching in 39, well, when I taught the third grade that spring, I made $75 a month. Then the next fall, when I went into vocational work, I made $90. Actually, it was, I think, $65 was the salary, plus I got travel allowance, you know, being in vocational school, so it was $90, all told. And I had to buy a car and pay $50 a month for the car. And, of course, I had to pay board and all that out of that $90. When I came to Ragland to teach, I started that with $90 a month and taught for, I don't remember how many years. Then they raised our salary $5, so I made $95. Then it went later to $100. So after 35 years, when I retired, I was drawing less than $1,000 a month. I think now somebody told me that a beginning teacher with a BA, and I had a master's degree when I retired, I'm still drawing less than $1,000. Now my contract might have been a little over $1,000, but the time I took out retirement and Medicare and all that, I made less than $1,000. That's all I ever realized out of it. But I understand that a beginning teacher now with a BS degree starts off with at least $2,000. I'm not sure that's correct, but that's what I heard. You might know. Do you know for sure?
So you never regretted becoming a teacher?
No.
Well, thank you, Miss Love, for...
Well, I've been showing it. I wish I'd have had my thoughts a little better organized.
No, you've done fine. Done real good.
Next time, tell me about a month ahead, and I'll write up a good speech.
Well, you don't have to write a speech.
I'm likely